Good evening and welcome to worship. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor here at Holden. I hope that you have a red hymnal and a half a sheet of paper which has our order of service on it. And we'll need both of those as we make our way. And just a note about looking at the order of service. When you see it says song number, that refers to the songs in the back half of the book. And where you see it refers to page numbers, those are about the first third of the book with small numbers on the bottom of the page. A word about our communion practice here at Holden. Three important words: all are welcome to receive the sacrament. And we'll be receiving with three stations, one directly in front of the altar and one to either side of the altar. And the ushers will direct you. You will receive the bread, and then the first cup will have wine for drinking. If you would prefer to drink from an individual cup, you may take one, and the first pitcher will have wine, and the second will have grape juice. And if you do not wish to receive, you are still welcome to come forward to receive a blessing and simply cross your arms in front of your chest to so indicate. And finally, if you look at the back of your order of service, you'll see at the bottom there, it talks about our offering tonight and throughout the summer, going to three different organizations. And I'd like to note that if you're writing a check, please make any checks payable to Holden, and then at the end of the summer, we will cut single checks to each organization, just for clarity on that, if you would be writing a check. And with that, let us begin. I ask you to please stand and turn to face the baptismal font in the rear of the church. Sing hymn 521.
A reading from Zechariah. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The king will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore you to double. A reading from Romans. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer that I do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer that I do it, but the sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my physical body another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my body. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came, neither eating or drinking, and you said, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent, and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal the Father. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Please pray with me. Oh God, may we, your people here gathered, find in your life-giving word this night a place, a word, and a promise of rest. In Jesus' name, amen. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I love this passage. Unlike so many parts of Scripture in which the historical distance between our day and the world of the Scriptures seems great, requiring historical and theological commentary to bridge the distance, this is one of those passages in which the distance of years and cultures and languages seems to collapse, and I hear a voice speaking to me. It speaks to that part of me that is weary and burdened. That part of me more acquainted with dead serious duty than with joy and delight. More accustomed to work than to play. And promises something I don't realize how deeply I desire it until it is spoken, which is simply rest. Of course, this rest is not simply about taking a break, like stopping for a drink of water on the way to Heart Lake, as important as that is. The biblical account of rest is not about making the daily grind, whatever that is, more tolerable, but to orient human society toward the health, wholeness, and peace, the shalom, intended by God. And this is rooted deeply in the historical experience of the Hebrew people. In the Exodus, they had been liberated from the industrial economy of Egypt, which had been driven by the never-ceasing labor of slaves, of which the Hebrews were deeply acquainted. They were to be a different people and a different society. And at the heart of it all was to be Sabbath rest. To rest on the Sabbath, to set aside a day for worship and rest and enjoyment and the cultivation of relationships with loved ones, was as politically radical as it was theological. The Shalom society would be founded not on a slave-driven economy, like the slave-driven economy of Egypt, but on the gracious provision of God. In telling his hearers he would give them rest, Jesus is opening a new vision of this shalom, which is at the heart of Jewish faith. Part of what I find so touching about this passage that we just read from Matthew's gospel is the tenderness and compassion it shows for people who are fragile, or for those being victimized by those in power, especially those in positions of religious authority. And to really hear this aspect of the passage, we need to look at a passage a little later in Matthew's gospel, chapter 23. Jesus is here speaking about the scribes and Pharisees, religious leaders of the day, and people of great authority, who in different ways were capable of shaping and giving religious, shaping who received and was given religious and cultural approval. These were society's religious gatekeepers. And if you fell on the wrong side of the line, they could make your life very miserable, or at least one of never-ending toil in trying to live up to their exacting religious standards. And so Matthew 23:4 reads, "They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others. But they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to remove them." These Pharisees and scribes are preying on the religious good intentions of people honestly seeking the righteousness they believe their religious tradition requires. They are in the position, to stretch an anecdote perhaps a little, of my sixth grade basketball coach, for whom my desire to please was so great. If he had asked me, if he had told me that basketball greatness required me to walk on my knees over hot coals, I would not have hesitated. These scribes and Pharisees are sort of in the religious position of my basketball coach, using their great authority to put the full weight and legal burden of the Jewish law on people's backs, while not lifting a finger to lighten their load. And so people crawl through the religious equivalent of hot coals, certain that salvation, or at least social acceptability, lay on the other side. Now, going back to the passage with which we began, we can see clearly that it's religious burdens when Jesus talks about those who are burdened. It is religious burdens he's talking about here. Here's how Eugene Peterson translates this passage. He writes, "Are you tired? Are you worn out? Burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." In response to the heavy religious burdens, even impossible religious burdens, that people have been forced to bear, Jesus reaches down deep into the well of Jewish faith and promises something entirely different, something resonant with both the liberation of the Exodus and the gift of the Torah at Sinai: Sabbath rest. I began by saying how deeply touched I am by this passage in which Jesus promises rest for our souls. But my next confession is that I'm not very good at resting at all. Even in kindergarten, I was a terrible rester. I have never-ending mental lists of what I need to get done. And my leisure time, which we would usually call rest, usually involves anxious striving or shame-filled neglect, which are usually part of the same thing, of other pursuits. It's all quite a mess, actually. And maybe you can identify. And so, even though I desire the rest of which this passage seeks, it doesn't come naturally to me at all. So I'm going to propose for us a theological experiment. What if we think about this service that we are in the midst of right now as an experiment in, or perhaps a training ground in rest, in that biblical notion of rest, which is worship? For ultimately, that is what Sabbath rest is all about. For to be at rest or at ease with all of creation, to delight in and give thanks for all that is to discover ourselves on the receiving end of the Creator's grace-filled and utterly vivacious love. This is the rest that is worship. And this worship isn't something we do, really, as much as something we relax into as our defenses finally start to come down and give way to gratitude. Worship, I propose, is rest that gives thanks. So as we continue through our worship service tonight, what if we think of ourselves as having been welcomed in Christ into this promised rest? And from our rest, we will sing hymns of praise. In fact, one right after this sermon. From our rest, we'll issue prayers of intercession for the world and those in need. From our rest, we will celebrate the Holy Communion, also called the Eucharist, which literally means thanksgiving, the sacrament of Christ's presence in our midst. And from our rest, we will be sent to love and serve our neighbor. This rest that is worship starts to look a lot like a dance. Maybe this is the unforced rhythm of grace that Eugene Peterson wrote of in his translation. And so let us give thanks, people of God, for the gift of worship, in which we have been promised rest for our souls. Amen. Please stand as able as we sing hymn 777.
Come to me, all pilgrims thirsty, drink the water I will give. If you knew the gift I offer, you would come to me and live. Jesus, ever-flowing fountain, give us water from your well. In your gracious gift you offer, there is joy no tongue can tell. We all travelers weary, come that I may give you rest. Drink the cup of life I offer, at this table be my guest. Jesus, ever-flowing fountain, give us water from your well. In your gracious gift you offer, there is joy no tongue can tell. Come to me, believer's burden, find refreshment in this place. Come receive the gift I offer, turn to me and seek my face. Jesus, ever-flowing fountain, give us water from your well. In the gracious gift you offer, there is joy no tongue can tell. Come to me, repentant sinners, leave behind your guilt and shame. Come and know divine compassion, to me I call your name. Jesus, ever-flowing fountain, give us water from your well. In your gracious gift you offer,
led by the Holy Spirit and with the whole people of God in Christ Jesus. Let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Guide your church that, having experienced that rest that Christ has promised, we may delight in serving you and your gospel for the sake of all people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Bless our efforts to care for the earth and its resources. Teach us to care for the earth, that generations to come may experience its abundance and give you thanks. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reveal your wisdom to the leaders of all nations, that they may lead with humility and justice, and that the rights and well-being of the most vulnerable will be upheld. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Give rest to all who are weary or burdened, those who are poor, hungry, oppressed, ill, or grieving, especially those we name before you now, either silently or aloud. That they may know your peace. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Empower all who are gathered here to take on Christ's yoke, serving one another with gentle and humble hearts, that Holden Village and all the congregations represented here may witness the strength of your love. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reinvigorate our confession of the faith. Until that day, we join the saints who have received their eternal rest in glory. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, O God, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your abundant mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share.
Well, as you make your way back to your seats, we're going to receive the offering, correct? So go ahead and find your way back. I don't know if you guys have met my friend Ron. This is Ron Pangborn. You guys know Ron? Yeah. Ron's a good dude. And my name's Jason. We come from very different churches, but we found at least one song that we love to sing together. And I hope that You would be able to sing along, too. It's a song called In Christ Alone. It's sort of a modern hymn from Ireland. So if you know it, feel free to sing along. It's not in any of our books. We have no words to give you except the ones that we sing. So as we receive our offering... Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. Life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand.
Please stand as the gifts are brought forward. We sing hymn 481.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Eucharistic prayer number 9 can be found on page 68 in the front of your hymnal, page 68. Holy God, you alone are holy. You alone are God. The universe declares your praise. Beyond the stars, beneath the sea, within each cell, with every breath.
We praise you, O God.
Generations bless your faithfulness. Through the water, by night and day, across the wilderness, out of exile, into the future.
We bless you, O God.
We give you thanks for your dear Son, at the heart of human life, near to those who suffer, beside the sinner, among the poor, with us now.
We thank you, O God.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering his love for us on the way, at the table, and to the end, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We pray for the gift of your Spirit in our gathering, within this meal, among your people, throughout the world. Blessing, praise, and thanks to you, Holy God, through Christ Jesus, by your Spirit, in your church, without end.
Amen.
And now gathered into one in the Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us, praying in whichever way is most comforting and familiar to you. Abba in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, forever and ever. Amen.
This is Christ's table, at which we are all guests. Come now, for all things are ready.
Our Lord's body, let us take together. Come, let us drink, for now the wine is poured. Come. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. In Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather. In Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather. Spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom. Come, let us eat, for now the feast is spread. Our Lord's body, let us take together. Come, let us drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather.
Thank you, Mel.
Rise and to spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom. Come, let us eat, for now the feast is spread. Our Lord's body, let us take together. Drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. In Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather. Rise then to spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom. Come, let us eat, for now the feast is spread. Our Lord's body let us take together. Come, let us drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. In Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather. Rise then to spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom. Feast is spread. Our Lord's body, let us take together. Lamb, let us drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. In Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather. To spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom. Come, let us eat, for now the feast is spread. Our Lord's body, let us take together. Come, let us drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. Jesus' presence now we meet and rest. In the presence of our Lord we gather. Rise then to spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom. Come, let us eat, for now the feast is spread. Our Lord's body, let us take together. Drink, for now the wine is poured. Jesus' blood poured, let us drink together. In Jesus' presence. Christ. In the presence of our Lord we gather. Rise and to spread abroad God's mighty word. Jesus risen will bring in the kingdom.
Please stand.
Let us pray. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and to give ourselves away as bread for the hungry. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
And now receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen.
Amen.
We sing our closing hymn.